You remember the book by John Lomax about your brother?
Yes.
Which we published. We are thinking of republishing this. We have run out of copies, mm-hmm. and there is quite a demand for it.
This is a pretty book.
Do you have any suggestions if we do it again?
Oh, it's a beautiful book. Beautiful. Very, very good. This is a wonderful story.
Isn't it, though?
It's a beautiful picture, brother.
Yeah.
It's so like him. It emphasizes one side of my brother that I don't would like to emphasize. That is his, of course there's one part of him, all right, but the tender tempest. Well, he was not always as tempestuous as I think he does that to make a good story. It is a good story. He emphasizes that side. My brother was a young man. He was a recluse, a strange, and a bookworm. He did nothing but study. He was one of the most ardent students I've ever known.
What kind of, what field?
Burned the midnight oil, and he started out as a young man to be a Methodist minister. My mother was a Methodist and a very religious woman, and brother was too. He went to Georgetown, to the Southwestern University, and after he'd been there a year or two, he decided that ministry was not for him. So he went to the university to study law, and he really wanted to be a lawyer. He did not like the practice of law. He said he could not defend people that he knew were guilty. So he went out of the law. He moved to San Antonio, and for a long time there, he was still the very serious, very retiring young man. And he had a good business head, though, and he met a friend of father's who invited him to come to St. Louis, and he went there in a trust company. He got his eyes opened to a new way of life, and he was a changed person. I've never seen anyone change so radically. It was the oddest thing I've ever known. He was no more like the person he had been as a young man. Never, not the slightest bit. I never saw anyone who changed as radically.
In what way?
Well, I mean, he was a different person. Outgoing, breezy, entirely different, extrovert. Became an extrovert, but otherwise he'd never been extrovert. He was an introvert. You can see from the books you have, as a young student, he was an introvert. I never saw anything like it in my life. Later on, the last 2 or 3 years of his life, he came back to being an introvert. It was odd. But totally different man the last 3 or 4 years of his life. I say he returned to that introvert man. Now, not many people realized that. They didn't know. I'm probably the only person that ever knew the development of my brother's character.